Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
We should see the meanwhile.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Hello, Jenna. Welcome to A Very Merry Iconic Podcast with me, Danny Pellegrino.
And me, Jenna Brister.
It's a yearly tradition here on A Very Merry Iconic Podcast because we are here to talk about the Grinch. We have more thoughts, as always, and we decided that every season of this podcast, we're going to be doing an episode covering the Grinch.
Yes, because there's so much to unpack.
The Grinch! I must stop this Christmas from coming!
So much to unpack, and we're going to expand universes because we've talked about different versions of the Grinch on this podcast before, but there are so many iterations of the Grinch, of the character. Just this year, it was announced that there's a new movie in December called You're a Mean One, which is going to be a horror version of the Grinch, which looks insane. Mm-hmm. And also, I think they just did a horror version of Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, they did.
Like, what the fuck is that? But yeah. I also don't understand the rights issue. Like, how do they get the Grinch? Or did they not call it the Grinch?
Oh, yeah. Maybe, I guess if they don't say the G word, you might be able to get around it.
Green, fuzzy, evil doer.
They just call him the mean one.
You know, there's that new movie with David Harbour. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, from Stranger Things.
Where it's called Violent Night, I think it's called. And it got really good reviews. And normally doesn't seem my speed, but I was watching the trailer. And Beverly D'Angelo's in it from Christmas Vacation. I was like, this looks good to me.
What's it about?
It's like a...
It's like a plays a Santa?
He plays like a badass Santa who like gets these evil guys. Like mm-hmm. He's sort of like a superhero Santa and like, I don't know. The trailer looks good and he looks hot in it too.
He is hot.
Yeah.
Did you see is it called the fat one? The one, Mel Gibson?
No, I know what you're talking about, but I've never saw it.
It's great.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I hate Mel Gibson.
Oh yeah, totally. As a person, terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All these
spin-offs. I'm working on a book that'll be out later next year that hopefully I'll be able to share more about soon. But there's a chapter where I'm doing my take on, because I feel like all of these things, they explore the dark sides of Santa. And I'm interested in some of the other characters, but I'll be able to share more about that soon. And speaking of books and Grinch, there's a great book called You're a Mean One, Matthew Prince, which is a young adult gay romance book that I read this year that I loved. If you want like a frothy kind of like holiday rom-com, mm-hmm. It's not about the Grinch, but it's called You're Mean When Matthew Prince, which is of course a play on the song from the Grinch.
I'm into play on words.
Yeah, check it out. If you want like a holiday rom-com gay romance, it's a great book that you can get. Anyway, Jenna, the one thing that I wanted to mention that this came up last year in regards to the Grinch, mm-hmm. and I wasn't able to explore it on the podcast. You came over on Christmas Day last year, I think, so
yeah,
you might have remembered this, but Matt had given me as a gift a Dreamcast, which is a video game system from, I think it came out in 99, maybe something like that. It was like around, it was post Nintendo 64.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Right. We covered on the pod. It was a video game system, and I've always been a video game person. I love video games, but I loved my Dreamcast when it came out. Mm-hmm. And we have a room in our place where we have all our old video game systems and like the Nintendos and stuff like that. But I didn't have a Dreamcast, even though I had one as a teen. And so he got me an old Dreamcast system. And with it, he got me a Dreamcast game called The Grinch. Now, this was a video game that came out, I believe, probably 2000. It was around the time of the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Okay.
But the video game is not based directly on the movie. So it's called The Grinch, but it's not like Jim Carrey's voice or anything. So I think it's like loosely associated with The Grinch. Again, this is a rights issue. I don't understand how they got around it. But so last Christmas Day, I woke up and was playing The Grinch on the Dreamcast, and the graphics are insane. And again, because it's not based on the movie, and I think it's loosely sort of on the book, and whenever there's movie tie-ins for video games, it's like real fast and loose with the rules. Because video game people know that there's been video game versions of like Home Alone. There was a Lethal Weapon, speaking of Mel Gibson, Game Boy game. Like, there's been crazy video games. The famous example, I don't know if you know this, but Atari came out with an E.T. game. Mm-hmm. And it's famously the worst game of all time. Like, people know it. People didn't buy it. People were so mad about it that they ended up putting it in a landfill. And so they're in Nevada, people had found all these copies of the E.T. Atari game.
Like, because, excavating them.
Because it was, like, in the desert. People, like, hid
this. Wild.
Yeah. So, anyway, that didn't happen with The Grinch. But I think one day, Jenna, I promise you, one day there's going to be some sort of dig up in a desert somewhere, and people are going to find Dreamcast versions of this game, The Grinch, for Dreamcast, because it's insane. And the Grinch character, okay, so he's, like, a wide-hipped, you know, in the movie, he's wide-hipped.
Yeah.
And so his fighting move is hitting people with his ass.
No.
Yes.
Butt bumping people?
Butt bumping people.
And what's the premise? Like, what's his goal?
Okay, trying to steal Christmas? Okay, so I haven't played it since Christmas. Okay. Although it was really like one of the best gifts ever, because it's the kind of thing you play for that day and then it's not the kind of game you want to play over and over again, because also the graphics are so dated. But yeah, he's got Max, and sometimes you turn into the dog Max and you have to like go into like little caves as the dog, but he's the Grinch. And so I think one of his powers or his fighting moves is like the butt bump. And also I think his bad breath, he like breathes on people or something like that. I mean, it's like crazy. It's crazy. And he opens for power-ups. So he opens presents. Like, there's presents that he gets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. But it's just so wild to me that
we should play it on Christmas this year.
We should. But the amount of money that they must have made off this fucking green character. Mm-hmm. We just named like 10 different projects. And I'm sure that Seuss gets a cut.
Yeah. Seuss must. The Seuss estate.
The Seuss estate.
I also did not realize this during the last two episodes that we've done on this. But do you know who
I wonder if our listeners like hate us for
being like, they're like, fucking Grinch. Okay, so this is an all-star cast. I'm talking Molly Shannon, Jim Carrey, Jeffrey Tambor, Christine Baranski. Okay? Like, this is all-stars.
A-list.
Guess who the third top billed cast is? So first top billed is Jim Carrey. Second top billed is Taylor Momsen, playing Cindy Lou Who.
Gossip Girl.
The third one is Max, the dog. Real name Kelly.
Oh my God. Look at the photo. Over Christine Baranski.
Over Christine Baranski. The third top billed, which means you got the most money. Or the handler. Wow,
the handler got the money.
I mean, that's pretty funny.
You have pets. To see what you ever put your animals into movies? Like, if the opportunity arose.
You know what? I would. I actually did a commercial with Jack, with my dog, for some dog food. Yeah, we shot it at my house, and it was adorable. He's really cute. So it was just like him jogging.
Yeah. So he's already a star.
Yeah, he's a star. He's a star.
I don't know that I'd want an animal. I don't have pets at the moment, but I don't know that I'd want it on the Jim Carrey Grinch, because as we've discussed in one of our other episodes, he was a terror.
No, totally. Yeah. And it was a nightmare set.
Remember last year when we just talked about the makeup guy for 2 hours?
Yeah. The Japanese makeup artist who he like left the industry because he was so traumatized. And then who's the guy who did The Darkest Hour?
Timothy Oldman? Is that a name? Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. Yeah. Had to coax him out of retirement. Oh, and then they won the Oscar. He won the Oscar for the makeup.
I love the whole.
So it's like
this whole Jim thing of the Grinch. So I also wanted to bring up the animated version, which is the newest one from 2018 with Benedict Cumberbatch. Keenan Thompson's one of the voices. And I don't know if we talked about that extensively on the podcast, but one of the things that I was researching in preparation for this little mini episode of It's a Very Merry Iconic Podcast was whether or not there's going to be a sequel to that, because it was done by Universal and Illumination, who does the Minion movies. Mm. And first of all, I put it back on before you got over here and we were recording. And what I love is that they're so fucking tied to those goddamn minions over at Illumination. And I love them yellow little people.
Yeah, I went on the ride at Universal.
Oh my God, there's a ride?
There's a Minions ride where you like are a minion. It's really cute. I mean,
the Minions are literally running that place, keeping the fucking lights on at Universal.
Okay. They're from Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now they have their own movies, but they are keeping the lights on at that whole organization over there. And so I was thinking, like, imagine the Seuss estate. Okay, we talked about all these different offshoots and how popular the Grinch is. My nieces and nephews throughout the year love to watch that animated Grinch, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, they, when I went home to visit in the spring or the summer, it's like they watch it in the car. Now they, now iPads. These kids, they got all their iPads and they got the screens everywhere.
They can't get enough.
Can't get enough. And they're just watching the animated Grinch over and over again. But I was still thinking that despite the popularity of this green monster, he's still a second fiddle to those yellow minions, even in his own movie, because that movie opens up where it's like the minions on the screen for the logo, and it's like they're presenting the film. And then I think even on the DVD or special features, there's like minion movies, and it's like those fucking minions just infiltrate everything.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And there's no sign to stopping. Did you see the newest Minion movie that came out this past year? There was a whole TikTok trend. You didn't see this?
I didn't see it,
no. Oh my God. There was this TikTok trend where people were dressing up like Gru. You know Gru?
Who I love. Oh yeah. Yeah, he's so...
People were like dressing... These young men were dressing... And young men and women were dressing up in like the suits to look like Gru or something.
Oh, and the scarf.
And going to the theater and like... Or were they dressing up as minions? I don't know. It was like there was this whole TikTok challenge around the minions. So people were, it made like more money than ever because these young people were going to the movies dressed as fucking Gru or something.
Yeah.
And taking videos on TikTok acting like it. And it's like the minions, they're still so popular. It's just shocking.
Are taking over.
They're more popular than the Grinch, which is shocking.
That is shocking. I wonder what's going to happen with them. Like if they're going to, like what adventures.
Yeah, wait, so that's
like
the thing
Alf. I was... Like back to like the idea of Alf.
We need to bring Alf back. But wait, back to that. So that's what I was researching beforehand was that I was thinking for sure there's going to be a sequel. And I didn't realize that that came out in 2018. And it made tons of money. And I thought for sure they're going to do an Illumination Grinch sequel. Because even with that, they also did mini movies that were part of, I don't know, if Blu-ray or I don't know where they released them. But they were like little mini Grinch movies as well. Like they do with Minions. So I thought they're not done with these characters.
No.
But they're now we're already in 2022 and there's no announcement of a sequel. So do you believe that that was the Seuss estate saying we are not going to do a sequel or do they just not have a good idea for a sequel?
I bet that's what it is. I bet there's just no good script. You know, kind of like what's been happening with Carmen Sandiego. I wrote a Carmen Sandiego script a long time ago. But I heard like at one point J-Lo was attached to play her. And then I think Eva Longoria. And even though I think the world needs a Carmen Sandiego movie, sometimes the story's not good.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, no one's going to the Minions for like, oh, this story, like this plot heavy. It's because they're so cute.
Right.
Right.
And I don't know that the Grinch has the cuteness factor.
No, no.
But did you know that there are... We're going to have to cover these on a future episode of The Grinch. Okay. But you know there are actual sequels to The Grinch. There was even a Grinch Halloween. Did you know this?
No.
There was a Grinch Halloween in 1977.
What?
Dr. Seuss's Halloween is Grinch Night. Okay, that was the name of this movie. Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah.
There's been, I think, a couple other sequels. Now, these were animated sequels to the original animated one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with
me? The Boris Karloff voiced.
Yes.
Yes, which I just watched The Mummy. Have you seen that? The original, The Mummy? He plays The Mummy. It's really creepy.
Wait, not Brendan Fraser.
No, yeah, like the orig mummy from like the 40s. I think like 47 it came out or something. Anyways, so tell me about this.
Okay, so Halloween is Grinch Night. I learned about this Halloween. I didn't know this was a thing because I thought I vaguely remembered hearing about an animated sequel to that original one, but I didn't know that there was like a Halloween special with the Grinch, which just seems so crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like something that they would air on TV, right? Well, but then kids are out trick-or-treating because the war's over, right?
This was 77, but it was a prequel to the 1966 television special. Now, it premiered on ABC October 28th, 1977. The original voice actor for the Grinch, Boris Karloff, by then deceased, was replaced by Hans Conried, though Thurl Ravenscroft, who sang on the original special, again provided singing vocals. Now, there was music. The songs and score were written by Sesame Street composer Joe Raposo. This was a 26-minute special. It won, wow. The special won the 1978 Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Children's Program.
Okay, what?
So the plot is, in Whoville each Halloween, a sour, sweet wind blows, and a chain of events causes the Gree Grumps and the Hockencrocks to arouse the Grinch into descending to Whoville in his paraphernalia wagon and wreaking havoc on the town in Grinch Night. All of Whoville dreads the smell of the wind as an omen, and everyone retreats to their home as the whole village goes into lockdown.
What? Okay.
Wait. Ukariah, a young Who with astigmatism, goes out to the euphemism and blows away. This is the plot. Okay. Euphemism was in quotes. He runs into the Grinch and is... as he is picking brickles out of his fur, the result of a failed attempt to hunt down the last Woozy Wazoo. After giving Eukarian a brief spook, the Grinch decides the young boy is too small to waste time on and resumes his trek to Whoville. Eukariah decides that he must stall the Grinch in order to save Whoville. Catching up to the Grinch's wagon, the irritated Grinch decides to give Eukariah the spooks tour, and Eukariah is drawn to a surreal nightmare with spooks and monsters in all directions. Eukariah endures the spooks just long enough for the sour sweet wind to die down, forcing the Grinch to abandon the trek and return home. His dog Max, visibly depressed and nostalgic throughout the special, refuses to return with the Grinch and follows Eukariah home, where he's greeted as a hero. The Grinch laments that he will miss that Grinch night ball, but finds solace in that wind will be coming back someday. I'll be coming back someday, he says, and then ends this promise with a sinister laugh. So this was set before the events of the Grinch stealing Christmas.
This is bonkers.
Isn't it wild?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I also love that Max has a better life without him. Like depressed Max.
There's like lots of songs too.
Wow.
But
everyone was also doing LSD back then. Like this was definitely written by someone who wasn't like,
you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not this was doing drugs.
this is the result of drugs. Yeah, totally. For sure, the drugs, whole thing.
Yeah.
Animators, writers, singing people.
Yeah, because even like SNL, everyone was like coked out of their minds. And this year, like you said, 78. Yeah,
77. Yeah,
that's when everyone. If you were writing for TV, you were high
it was
as
just
a kite.
Cocaine.
Yeah,
just
where nowadays,
they let
it snow. No, you're like kombucha'd out.
Interesting.
Okay, so that's I need to watch that now.
We should watch that.
We should
it's
do
on
it.
YouTube. We should do that next. That should be our Halloween episode.
Okay, yeah, let's do that next.
Our Grinch Halloween.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
So fascinating to me, though, is like, I just can't imagine that Green Grinch on Halloween, like, it's such a something I associate with Christmas that I just feel like Halloween Grinch. Like, what the fuck is that?
It's a crossover no one knew, but then they got an Emmy.
They got an Emmy and then it was never heard from again. Like, it stopped airing. So, like, what happened?
There must be something messed up.
Something happened. You know, and that plot was just off Wikipedia, but maybe there was, like, something in there that
sort of messed up.
Because it was released then on VHS in 85. And then again in 92, I'm reading this. So then again in 96, along with a sing-along version. And then, in 2003, the special was released as a bonus special on the VHS and DVD release of another Dr. Seuss property.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wow. So it was released a bunch of times, but you never hear about it. Now, I have heard there is another spinoff called The Grinch Grinches the Cat in the Hat, where it's like a crossover. And I remember hearing about that. I never saw that.
That makes more sense.
I don't feel like you ever hear about The Grinch Halloween.
No, I never have.
No one has.
Okay, so let's talk about... Okay, back to hating Mel Gibson. Did you ever watch that? Because I also, yeah, agree. I remember this movie from childhood, and to this day, I can't find it. Forever Young? Do you remember that? Where he's frozen cryogenically, and he, like, comes back to life and, like, finds his, like, then... It's almost like Castaway, except... Instead of on an island, he's frozen. Do you see this movie?
I feel like I'm on drugs because I sort of remember this, right? But also don't remember.
Is it Helen Hunt? Or like, let me see, Forever Young. Wow. Because that was definitely a thing. Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis? Oh my gosh.
What?
So this is 1992.
I hope no one smoked weed. Wait, Jenna, I recently got a message that somebody smoked before they listened to our Santa Claus episode. Yeah. They were really high.
It's awesome.
And so I hope that person, if they're listening to this, they're going to feel real fucked up. Because the things that we're saying, I feel like I'm stoned. Like, I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, so this is the plot. Okay, so a 1939 test pilot. Oh, yeah, that's right. So it takes place like an old-timey. 1939 test pilot asks his best friend to use him as a guinea pig for a cryogenics experiment. Daniel McCormack wants to be frozen for a year. That's Mel Gibson. So he doesn't have to watch his love lying in a coma. Jamie Lee Curtis. The next thing Daniel knows is that he's been awoken in 1992.
They just don't make him like they used to, because that was also the era of Encino Man. Yes. And so it's like we were just freezing people guys. Left and right. It was like, let's just.
Same year, 1992.
So there you go. It's like Armageddon, Deep Impact all over again.
Yeah.
Ants and a Bug Life. Bug's Life.
Yeah. It's like, how funny that in the same year, because like that's such a great trope that you don't see anymore that I'm okay with it coming back. Like, yeah. Encino Man was a great movie.
And I just read an interview where Pauly Shore wants to do a reboot of it for Disney Plus because I guess Disney owns the thing. And obviously.
Yeah.
I loved, and this is a holiday podcast, and one of these years I bet we'll get to it. Probably like when we're old and gray, we'll be covering Son-in-Law because that's a Thanksgiving movie. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
It's a Thanksgiving movie.
Okay, we might have to do that. Yeah,
like one of these years we have.
Yeah.
I know, there's so many that we say we're going to get to, and then we end up just doing Grinch Part 6.
He's all over the dating apps in LA.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, I've matched with him before.
No way.
I never met
him. Would you ever go on a date with him?
I mean, I would just for fun. I got asked to interview to be his assistant one time, but then I got a different job.
He needs an assistant.
But he's like on, yeah, I know. But no, he might be single and out there. He was years ago, at least.
Wait, back to the Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
What other thoughts this year do we have? Okay, so I wanted to bring up the Dreamcast version because I think that's insane. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the Halloween Grinch. Any other final thoughts about the Grinch and the world of the Grinch until next year?
Yes, Justice for Max.
Yeah, Justice for Max.
Well, I mean, he finally got his comeuppance being the third top billed. But hearing about this Halloween special, it's like, oh, yeah, the Grinch was so bad that he left and had a hero's welcome. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Can I tell you that was one of my problems with the animated version? I just feel like they need... Max should be the cutest fucking dog.
Yeah.
Like, you know in Puss in Boots how they have that cat and he, like, has those eyes and he does that cute face with the eyes? Like, I feel like that's how they need to do Max.
Yeah, because remember he puts the antler branch on him and he has it's to keep like sawing so it because it's so heavy that he keeps having to saw it down.
It's so adorable. And he's to so me, cute. That's the cutest he's been is in that original animated special.
Yeah.
But by the way, I think probably on this show I had talked about how I hated the music in the new animated Grinch with Benedict Cumberbatch, but it's grown on me and I just put it back on and it's like Pharrell and I forget who else is on it, but it's good. I like it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it before.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm excited to see that.
So I feel like I'll be home for Christmas. Yeah, all these other movies that I'm like watching. Yeah, my favorite movies. But yeah, how about you? Any other final thoughts?
No, I'm going to keep exploring the Grinch. And I think throughout the year, there's always going to be things that come up that remind us of the Grinch.
And then we'll have to do another episode next year.
And we're just going to have to keep exploring the lore. And the. I mean, what's fascinating to me is that the merchandising still... Oh. It keeps popping up. Like for a while, it was at Williams-Sonoma where you can get like the full cookie kits, which I have a whole fucking rant about this that I could get into. It's like those never work, the Williams-Sonoma cookie kit. So it says buy the Grinch, but it's you have to have a degree in baking to be able to make it look like the packaging. Mm. Anyway, they had it there. And now I'm noticing that some of these other stores are starting to do the licensed merchandising with these shows. Pottery Barn this year has a whole Christmas Vacation line.
Whoa.
Which is crazy to me. They also do Snoopy and Peanuts, and the Grinch now pops up. We were at Target, we saw Grinch on everything, and it's like that merchandise money, I don't know who's raking in the cash for the Grinch, but we need to somehow get a points on that. We need to get back end on this.
Yeah.
We need to get back end on the Grinch, or we need to create our versions of the Grinch characters that like will have our grandkids and great grandkids and everyone like set for life, because they'll just be having green fucking merch in the store as a Target.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh.
I fucking love the Grinch.
I love the Grinch.
I hate him as well.
I'm going to that's another one that is a rewatchable, you know, in the category of rewatchables. We talk about those too. Like that's one of those like, okay.
The original.
The original. Yeah. From childhood. Yeah. The one we'd watch. The Jim Carrey one. I never want to see that again. I mean,
they're making a horror movie. It's like, that was a horror movie. Like, yeah. We don't need to do a
for the makeup artist. He literally was like, I think he like started therapy too. Like he was like, he like had a come to Jesus moment. Like poor guy.
What if that horror movie is just about him? Like that's what they're just marketing it as, like a horror Grinch, but it's really just about that man's like, docuseries working with Jim Carrey.
Yeah. 100%. Oh, this is so good.
This was so fun. Thank you all.
Part three of the Grinch in the can.
We still have more thoughts.
We have more thoughts.
And next year we probably will again. By the way, I was just drinking out of my Grinch mug this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, but I have a Grinch mug that I drink of. Jenna, where can people find you on social media?
I'm on Insta at jenna.brister.
And thank you all. Find us on Instagram at A Very Merry Iconic Podcast. We thank you all for following along this year. We do as many episodes as we can. So I think this year we might be missing a week or two, but we're trying to do these sort of mini episodes and whatever we can. But we love you all spending your holiday season with us, because we love these movies so much and we love you all. So
we love you.
Find me at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We love you all.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.